Preschoolers don't really come with a manual, do they? You want to spend your day helping them grow and enjoying the magic of learning through the eyes of a preschooler. You also want to help them deal with all the big feelings that come with being 3 or 4, but real talk, you don't have a lot of time. We need to prep for the day with confidence and ditch the stress that sometimes comes along the way. I got you. Welcome to the Preschool Made Easy podcast. I'm your host, Chantel, a kinder teacher turned curriculum designer and preschool consultant, and I'm here to help you make this school year the best one yet. Let's get to the show. I don't know about you, but organization is my jam. Do I buy a new planner every single year and way too many stickers and pens for it? Absolutely. Do I actually use it? And am I totally consistent with it all year long? Probably not, to be honest, but that's okay. That's exactly why we're here today. We're going to be learning a few quick and easy steps to get organized and stay organized all year long. You ready? Hey, hey, preschool bestie. You're listening to episode 30. We're getting our spring cleaning on by organizing ourselves, our classrooms, and our lives. I've helped over 400 teachers and parents get organized with their preschool setup, and the success stories I've heard are just amazing. They and their little ones are now thriving in kinder and beyond. Their kiddos are reading, counting, and becoming independent scholars in their classrooms and at home. Want to know the secret to their success? They've all used my Kinder Readiness Checklist. Grab the link in the show notes to get your hands on our easy-to-use checklist that tells you everything your littles need to know before starting kindergarten today. All right, let's do it. You ever notice how everything seems to go haywire if you're not feeling organized yourself? Like, no matter what you do, things just don't go as planned. But if you take a little extra time before starting a task to get yourself organized, what you're really doing is setting yourself up for some major success. I have 3 quick steps for you, and these are going to help you organize yourself, which will in turn make your life at home and work that much easier. Step 1, plan. Use a planner to create and organize things like your teacher area, your classroom flow and layout, your to-do list, your schedule, supply lists or materials that you need, thematic units, your curriculum, and any other miscellaneous ideas. You can also use an app on your phone to take notes and just brain dump either at the end of every day or at the beginning of every day. Step 2 is get your supplies in check. Make a list of the supplies you'll need for activities or school tasks, personal things on your own to-do list. After you get these supplies, give everything a home. Listen, I know it's very tempting to leave all the things in a Target bag on the top of your kitchen counter, but I'm telling you, it's either gonna end up staying there, or you'll forget you have it, or you will accidentally throw it out thinking that it's trash, because we've all been there, done that. Use bins, bookshelves, rolling carts, or containers. And don't forget to be consistent with cleanup on a daily basis. Trust me, even just a 2-minute tidy every day will make that much of a difference. Step 3 is set up rules and routines that work for you. Episode 8 was all about building simple routines and your preschool schedule. We talked about the benefits of creating routines, designing your schedule, and tips for preschool schedule success. These routines will take you from overwhelmed to optimistic. You want to know the best part? They took like 5 minutes to set up, I promise. For crazy good results, put these routines in place and be consistent with them for a week. And I'm telling you, you will watch the magic unfold. And if you want to go ahead and listen to episode 8, go ahead and grab it in the show notes. For instance, let me give you one example of a routine that I have in place that works like magic. In the library center in my class, my students would take off their shoes and place their shoes in a bin next to the carpet. They would be gentle and kind with our books and bins, and they would return the pillows that they used to sit on to the corner when they finished using them. This was like clockwork. We reviewed, reviewed every single day, and we made it a habit and a useful and helpful routine. By the time week 3 came around, they were independent, gorgeous pros. I mean, professionals, okay? And it really made our transitions flow so much better. Hence, happy teacher heart. All right, now I'm going to introduce you to a method, a system that I use to organize my class, and I think it's going to make a big difference in your system as well. So this system is called the Store, Label, Simplify, and Rotate system, okay? We're going to start off with the first step, which is store. Table caddies are everything. I'm telling you, everything. I've used them to store all classroom supplies in my small group table, independent center tables, art area, my library, you know, to store library cards and bookmarks, the student group desks as well. They're so durable. They come in all of these bright or muted, beautiful primary or secondary colors, and they can fit so many materials neatly while still being accessible to all students simultaneously. It is chef's kiss. Amazing. In my kidney table, where I do all of my small group DI work, my differentiated instruction work, I stored things like my writing utensils, paper, art materials, leveled reader books from my readers, whiteboards, manipulatives, and so much more. My DI center never seemed too crowded with extra supplies or messy because I also had a bin that stored students' work after it was completed and another one for file folder games, which came in handy during DI time. Now, I know what you're thinking. Okay, girl, but what about the infamous filing cabinet, aka the unknown? We sure do love it though, right? I mean, when it's clean. I recommend getting some small storage bins from a Dollar Tree or another dollar store and grouping objects in these bins in any order you like. Like I said previously, find a system that works for you. It is by far the simplest method to tackling this monster of a filing cabinet. I usually place the curriculum guides and any other heavy boxes like those big math manipulative bins that administration gives us in the lower or lowest shelves so I can just simply drag them out without busting an eye or hitting my knee or hurting myself. Something I'm pretty well known for is storing my weekly thematic units in bins. So when I was homeschool preschooling my daughter a few years ago, I would post my bins and how I stored them on Instagram and through email. And I'm telling you, my DMs were popping because everybody wanted to know, okay, where do you get these bins? How do you choose what goes in each one? How does it always look so neat and organized? And what do you use to take out when you're teaching? Like, do you take them all out or only one at a time? Like, how on earth does this work? It is beautiful. It's gorgeous. So I'm going to tell you my secret. I split up our big and small storage bins into different sections. So here's how it works. The deep size plastic bins are for arts and crafts supplies, sensory bin bases, and any other materials that are probably too big to fit in the smaller ones. So things like a bag of dried beans, pipe cleaners, any sensory or motor tools like tongs and magnifying glasses, any arts and crafts supplies like big construction paper and things that are just bulky, those go into the deeper sized bins, okay? And then the smaller plastic bins, the thin kind of flat ones, are for my weekly thematic unit supplies like worksheets and manipulatives, sensory tools, thematic toys, books, anchor charts. Anything that is related to that theme is going to go in that bin if it fits. So let me give you an example. Let's say we're teaching St. Patrick's Day, which is coming up in March. So in my thin bin for St. Patrick's Day, of course, I'm going to have it labeled because your girl likes to label. We will have things like Fruit Loops, gold coins for sensory bins, worksheets, books, rainbow pipe cleaners, etc. Okay? If we need items from the deeper bins, like construction paper, crafts, supplies, any sensory bin items or like tongs, I will go and grab them Monday morning because I don't need to have any big bin out while I am teaching. I only need to have the small one that contains everything I need for that theme. And then when I'm done on Friday, or if I finish using any items from a deeper bins before, I'll go ahead and put them away that same day because we're cleaning up and it's working. Step two to my system is label. And this one's pretty self-explanatory, right? Create labels for all the things. Listen, you don't have to go and buy a label maker from Amazon if you don't want to. Grab some tape and a Sharpie and go to town labeling all the things. Your bins, your tables, everyday items, your centers, supplies. You get the picture. When you finish labeling your classroom items, your class seems less cluttered. Clutter is super distracting, and it definitely won't help your littles concentrate. It also serves as a visual reminder of what you currently have and don't have readily available. Step 3 to my system is simplify. Place all unnecessary items in bigger containers or bins and store them in a nearby space or a closet. Minimize the objects that are accessible to your little ones and only keep what they need on a daily basis in their learning space. If not, they're just going to want to play with it, or it'll get broken, or, you know, truth is, it really doesn't even need to be there. When it comes to your teacher desk, you can have a paper sorter. I like the ones from IKEA because they're cute and they're cheap. But you can really use any kind. And I had laminated colorful file folders with the days of the week listed on the covers. So I had a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I would store any books, flashcards, worksheets, or subplans in these folders the Friday before each new week began, so that when Monday morning came around, I was ready to start without rushing. I also had an additional paper sorter that contained the following stacks: grade, file, copy, later. So those are pretty self-explanatory too. However, in pre-K or in preschool, you may not be grading, of course, but you will likely be writing a lot of observations and notes and filling out different forms for school. So you may want to create a different label for that. These were very helpful because I knew exactly where everything needed to go. It helped me prioritize my tasks. Hello, Teacher Ninja here. And there were never any messes or stacks of paper laying on my desk. Remember, an organized space is a happy space. I'm laughing as I say this because I already had the script for this podcast written a couple weeks ago. And now that I'm recording it today, actually yesterday, two teachers came up to me in my school and they were like, where are all your papers on your desk? And I know that when they listen to this episode, they're going to laugh because this is exactly the conversation that we had. It was 12:30, the middle of the day, and there was not a single paper on my desk. And they were stunned. Like, well, what papers are you talking about? Well, like just your regular papers. Like, where are all your things? I said they're stored, or I don't know, either here in these folders or here in these bins. They were shook because they couldn't believe that I didn't have a single paper or any clutter or anything on my desk that didn't need to be there. And what's more shocking is how they looked at my kids' cubbies and saw my kids' books, papers, writing packets, supplies, and everything in their cubby so neat and organized, because that's a system that I've built with my kids. And I take a lot of pride in that. And so I know how important this is for you. And I know that you can do it too. And I'm telling you, it's life-changing. You got this. All right, let's go back. The last step in my system is rotate. Rotate the stored items to keep them new and interesting. Give them a purpose, right? If they're related to the thematic unit that you are teaching and they're learning, then it's time to bring them out. Hey, toddler and preschool parents. Is the thought of kindergarten starting soon creeping up on you? Your kiddo is growing, and let's be real, it's coming pretty fast. Cue the tears. But don't worry, you're not alone. I've gotcha. Let's turn that frown upside down and get really excited for what's coming. I'm launching a brand new workshop for toddler and preschool parents that will take you from panicking to prepared. In this workshop, you will learn how to design your ideal daily preschool routine, use simple materials you already have at home, decide what and how to teach your child, and create a personalized plan for getting your child ready for kindergarten. Go to shantymacias.com/workshop to learn all about our Let's Get Ready for Kindergarten workshop. Now, cue the happy dance, because we're so ready to do this with our kiddos together. Let's get back to our show. Here are some simple organization strategies that you can start implementing today at home and at work that are going to really help you organize your life. Now, I know what you're thinking. Why am I even mentioning this if this is for teachers? I'm definitely not a life coach. You can find all of those over on Instagram. However, these are some of the things that I've done in the past, and I've also helped other teachers and parents with that have really made all the difference, because when you organize your life, it also affects your work, and you want to make sure that you're only bringing in all of the positive things to work and none of the negative, because nobody has time for that. So here are some simple organization strategies, okay? Implement routines. We've talked about this in previous episodes. We also went over it today. Wow, you need these routines in place because they're going to make future you so happy, so chill. The next thing you want to do is use a planner. It doesn't have to be a paper planner if those don't work for you. You can have all the best intentions in the world going and grabbing a happy planner and a passion planner and a super cute, other planner that you see on Instagram or in Target or in Michaels. But if you're not using one that works for you, there's no point in it, right? Another thing to notice, if you're a digital planner kind of teacher, then my friend, use your digital planner. Just find one that works for you and stick to it. Batch and schedule tasks. So what do I mean by this? Is grouping like tasks together and just getting them all out of the way in one day. For example, Monday, you make your copies for the whole week. Tuesday, you're going to get all of your manipulatives and art supplies that you're going to need for the whole week prepped and ready to go. So you're not scrambling every single day or between lessons, because who has time for that during transitions? Nobody does. Let's say Wednesday, you're going to go ahead and write all of your parent notes or observations, so on and so forth, okay? Then you want to make sure you label everything. We've already gotten into this, so get your labeling done. Repurpose items. There are so many materials and things that you already have in your classroom that you may not even realize, oh my gosh, I can totally use this. Go to your dramatic play center and grab one of those ladles that your kids are using to make homemade soup, okay? And you can use that in a sensory bin to get your kids' fine motor skills going. You can repurpose so many of the items that you have already, especially the arts and crafts supplies. Get creative. You know how to do this. This is your strength. I believe in you. Another thing you want to do is maintain your storage. A quick 2 to 3 minute storage system and just kind of looking, maybe pick one day out of the week, like Friday. Remember how we're batching our tasks? Maybe Friday could be that day where you go into your storage and all of your cabinets and just kind of look around, right? And this is where the next step comes into play, which is clean and purge. If you have not used any item in particular in 6 months, I want you to either give it to somebody or throw it away. You don't need it. You haven't used it. You ain't gonna touch it. So do something with it, okay? Clean and purge. You can actually use that as one of your recurring tasks every week when you're batching. See what I did there? And the last tip is to meal plan. Now, why does meal planning go into this list? Because I know you. I know you so well. I'm telling you, like, if you're my sister or my brother, if you don't meal plan and you don't have any idea of what you're gonna eat for lunch, chances are you might not even get to eat. And that's not good. That's not helping you. It's not helping your students. It's not helping your body or your family, the people who love you. It's gonna bring on all the headaches, and it's not gonna help you health-wise. And if you can't take care of you first, you can't take care of your students. So get your meal planning on. It doesn't have to be like, oh my God, every Sunday, I'm gonna go and grab all the things from Trader Joe's and I'm gonna meal prep like my whole entire week, because chances are you may only get 2 days done. That's fine. Dude, on Wednesday, go and get the other days done, okay? Just have a plan in place and try your best. All right, let's recap, because this episode was like fully crammed, so many good things, but I'm so here for you. I love talking organization because I know the difference it's going to make in your life, and I'm so passionate about it. So let's recap. We talked about how to organize yourself by planning, getting your supplies in check, and setting up your rules and routines that work for you. We also talked about how to organize your class with my store, label, simplify, rotate system. And in today's episode, we also talked about how to organize your life with easy strategies that you can do at home and at work. Got other friends who might need a little organization overhaul? Maybe they're not sure about how to get started or how to stay consistent with it. Refer them to this podcast and help us grow our community. We're all here to support one another. After all, it really does take a village. So let's do this. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I love creating content to support you on your preschool journey. So if you enjoyed this episode, reach out to me on Instagram and let me know what resonated or any questions you may have. Let's keep the conversation going so we can support more preschool teachers and parents just like you. See you in the next episode.